Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The collective of unions representing emergency room staff must decide today on whether to continue the strike action, which is now in its sixth month. Emergency staff have said they are unconvinced by the series of measures announced yesterday by Health Minister Agnès Buzyn, so the strike looks set to continue. Yesterday, Ms. Buzyn unveiled €750 million extra in funding, although none of this money is destined for hiring extra staff or providing pay increases to existing staff. Michael Schumacher has been hospitalised in Paris. The newspaper Le Parisien has reported that yesterday the former Formula One champion was admitted to Georges Pompidou Hospital for experimental treatment for heart failure. There has been mystery surrounding Michael Schumacher's health since his tragic skiing accident almost 6 years ago. The race is on to become mayor of Paris municipal elections just a few months away. The candidate from the République En Marche party, Benjamin Griveaux, has said he intends to suspend building work in the capital until the end of 2020. There has been a rise in people criticising the many building works currently underway in Paris. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been snubbed by Parliament yet again as MPs rejected proposals for an early general election for the second time. Members of Parliament do not want to give a free hand to the Prime Minister, who has come out as a staunch supporter of a no-deal Brexit. Parliament has now been suspended for the next 5 weeks and will reconvene just 2 weeks before the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union. And finally, North Korea launched two new missiles last night, which travelled for more than 300 kilometres to the Sea of Japan. Just a few hours earlier, North Korea had reached out to the United States for a resumption of negotiations on its nuclear programme. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.